Up next is The Nation Maker.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire. I can hear you through the wine and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south will never stand a strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. But the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. But the Wichita lineman, yes, he's still on the line.
Nation.
Dun, dun, dun.
Maker.
Of nations.
He makes
nations. I like that your song is like...
He makes nations.
Creeping around the bushes and stuff. It's like, yeah. Yeah.
Making nations secretly.
He's making nations in the bushes secretly.
Yes. Secret
nations in bushes.
Secret nations in the bushes for his fairies in a basket.
His fairies. And yes. His fairies all have his ideal boob size.
Yes. Anyway, so moving all right, on.
What did you guys think of this?
It was okay. I wrote down, like, the high notes at the end of the chorus were really... kind of blonde, like, pitchy and nasal. And what else?
Yeah, like, they weren't
supported. Yeah, like, no diaphragm support, and it's like,
The entire song felt, like, strainy to me.
Straining, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, all up in your nose.
Yeah.
Maybe if you were, like, far away from the mic, and then you were trying to, like, project more, it would sound better. Like, don't be so close to
I agree.
Yeah, I wrote down nasal, too. It was pretty.
It was pretty nasal, I said,
pitchy, sorry. Pitchy. I said, your energy was kind of meh. I was, like, really disappointed about that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Again,
yeah,
normally
kind of
you're really good like, at this nation, so I was, like, really confused.
Pick a high energy song because you, like, I don't know why your energy falls flat on low energy songs.
Yeah. A song that doesn't, like, repeat so much, too. Like, that it's written in a way that's more dynamic, so you have more to work
with. Yeah. Yeah.
I wrote that I liked his tone in the beginning, though. So, a little bit. Except that it was kind of in and out.
Yeah.
I said that.
Yeah, the tone of his voice was pretty good, but then, yeah, when it got nasal, it took away from the tone.
One of the things I said was that I felt like there was, like, when you, because when you sing faster songs, Nation, oh my god, I'm so sorry, guys. My voice miraculously returned. I have no idea how it happened. I, like, was, like, eating my breakfast this morning, and I, like, legitimately couldn't talk, like, when my mom came in to, like, wake me up, because she, like, wanted her, like, gas card back, and she was like, yo, wake up. And I was like, okay, mom. I, like, literally sounded, like, dead.
You were Ash Ketchum.
I was like, oh, okay, my god, mom, I'll go catch some Pokemon. But anyway.
Oh.
So then,
Pikachu!
And then I went downstairs to have breakfast, and I, like, drank some water, and then I, like, coughed up some phlegm, and then it was better.
That was the most disgusting story.
Anyway,
thank you, Rochelle.
Because everyone needs to know about the phlegm.
How does that relate
it
to what we're talking about?
Well, it kind of leads to straining
your voice. I'm waiting for the moral
voice
of the story.
Don't
when
have
you,
phlegm,
sick,
Nation. That's the moral of the story.
And it just feels like you're straining your voice whenever you're sick. Anyway, no, I coughed, and that was where that came from.
Okay. So, Nation, go and cough into a sink and cough out as much phlegm as you can. And then talk like Ash Ketchum to your mom, and it'll be
no, that wasn't what I meant. Okay, no, what I actually wanted to say is that, Nation, when you sing faster songs and you have moments where you strain your voice, or not strain, or where, moments where you push your range, you tend to not, you as a general collective audience, tend to not notice the straining as much because you're singing a faster song and it's high energy and usually you're not holding the notes as long. Or if you are, it doesn't matter because the music is supporting you. In this song,
that's true.
It was so slow and so, like, ballady that when you held those long notes, your voice sounded shaky and, like, quivery, and, like, you could tell that you were straining, and that, like, and that's just because it was kind of out of your range. It has nothing to do with anything else, but that's my, so my recommendation to you is just to keep trying to do faster paced songs, because
stop it. Like, Dylan has told you to pick high energy songs, we've told you, like, pick high energy songs. Because
you do well on them.
Rage.
Rage.
Yeah.
Rage.
You need to rage in your songs, Nation.
Rage in your songs. We must feel the anger.
Oh, and like high, and high anger, and high energy songs, like, kind of make you push out more air too, because you got to get them words out. So it'll help you with that supporting thing. I also wrote down that you kind of, what's it called, like, over-enunciate the ends of your words, because, like, I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But, like, if you say, like, a line where you say strain, and you don't need that end, like, gasping, because, like, just make sure you get the vowel, I mean, the consonant out, and you know what you're saying, and don't, like, breathe out after.
Well, maybe he's, like, overcompensating because we would tell him he has poor enunciation before, so now he's over-enunciating.
Oh, yeah.
Dun-dun-dun.
Maybe over-enunciate the beginning of the word and the end. Yeah. Not for slow songs.
But, I mean, like, for Nation, like, I thought the enunciation was pretty good. Because, like, he...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Better
tends
than before.
To, like, sometimes, like, have issues with that, and I feel like it's getting better overall. I think you're, mm-hmm. in general,
yeah,
you're getting
definitely.
Better. Asian,
I agree.
So.
Yay!
Yes. Yay! Okay. I'm done. Me too.
Up next is Russ.
Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. Ain't nobody ever loved nobody the way that I love you. We're alone now, you don't know how long I've wanted to. Lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man.
I wish I sang like Russ, guys.
Me
for
too.
For real. I, like, yeah. actually love his voice so much.
Me too, actually. I'm always excited to hear Russell Gold sing.
Russell Gold.
Whoa.
There's, like, cars or something behind somebody.
Is there, like, a motorcycle?
I think it's a truck.
Oh, no. A truck is coming through Valkyrie's house right now.
It's crashing through her house.
Through the portal of Narnia. Or...
Yes. Trucks coming out of Narnia.
We must focus.
Okay, so, Russ.
Okay, so, the first, like, the very opening part for me was, like, OMG, lol.
I know, I actually wrote OMG on my notes.
The first note was lol. It wasn't, like, off or anything, it was just, like, oh my god, it's starting.
The shock of it was just immense.
Yeah.
Oh, my god. It was very, whoa. Russ. I was like, oh my god, it's that Old Spice commercial guy, and he's singing in Russ's place.
Oh, man. I liked that you, like, said you didn't know anything about country, and you picked, like, the most country song, like, ever.
We've heard so far, definitely. It was so, like, yeah, it was very country.
Yeah.
I thought that you had energy, but I would have, I think just, like, with what you were singing about, I would have liked a little bit more, like, playfulness.
Yeah, more sense.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like, you know, like, ooh, it really turns me on.
Actually,
like,
I can't believe this turns me on in my notes. It's this turned me on, Russ. Oh, gold.
That's so inappropriate, Lulu.
Oh, wait, no, it didn't. It didn't, because that would be wrong.
God. I love when you say it like, that would be wrong. Wink, wink, talk to me later, Russ.
Yeah. See... Russ, you should, like, wink wink in your songs. It would make you more sassy.
Wink wink.
Yeah, I just wanted you to have, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's really, yeah, I think that was because it's some parts sounded a little low for him. Like, I wrote that when he sang man, it sounded like it was too low for him.
Yeah, like, he was getting the notes, but he sounded a natural, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, this critique's just gonna be a bunch of yeses.
Yeah, that was the only thing I had to say. I mean, the vocals were good, energy was pretty decent, and you were on pitch, and you were well mixed.
Yeah, I thought, like, some of the harmonies were not completely in sync.
I don't think that was him, though. I think that was the backtrack.
Oh, was it?
It didn't sound like Russ. I don't know. Maybe I'm really bad at picking these out because I failed at Jeffers, too.
Oh, I don't know.
But it didn't sound like Russ's voice. Like, it kind of sounded like the backtrack.
Oh, I thought it did to me, but I don't remember. I was so distracted by his Old Spice voice that I don't know. I wrote over-enunciated.
Yeah, like, I wrote that, too. Like, he over-enunciated the A in understand. And there
was, and
a,
like, when he
more.
Says turns me on, it's like turns me on. So
yeah.
But, like, I love when he does that in, like, Broadway stuff because it sounds cool to me. But, like, in like a country song, you know, put a little
more sass.
Yeah. Like, it sounded like you were like an opera singer singing country instead of actually, like, a country singer.
Yeah. So that is his
style. Yeah, but I mean that's difficult.
That's, like,
I would say it's difficult.
That's, like, that's Russ's, like, thing.
That's his thing, man.
Alright,
I'm done.
Done.
Up next is Alana.
Every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of my life with you by my side. Forever and ever. Every little thing that you do, Baby, I'm amazed by you. The smell of your skin, the taste of your kiss, the way you whisper in the dark. You're all around me, baby, you surround me. You touch every place in my heart. Oh, it feels just like the first time, every time. I wanna spend the whole night in your eyes. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of my life with you by my side, forever and ever. Every little thing that you do, baby, I'm amazed by you. Every little thing that you do, I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of my life with you by my side, forever and ever. Every little thing that you do, every little thing that you do, baby, I'm amazed by you.
Alana.
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 The winner of Created.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
She won. We judged her.
Yeah.
Really?
We judged her so hard.
Judgmental.
We were like, God, Alana, you're writing.
No.
You went just like that.
Oh, wow. Alana.
Lily, you're writing so awesome.
Return of constipated Urkel.
Yeah. Well, I just, like, close my nose off and talk kind of weirdly. It's kind of sound like that.
I'm sure Alana appreciates
this. Yeah, okay,
this
let's
right
talk
now.
About Alana. So Alana was pulled. I think this just needs to be clarified for all the viewers. I mean, listeners. Nobody's watching this. They're just listening.
I'm watching this.
Alana was
They're watching their real player.
Alana was pulled on a last minute vacation by her parental units. So she was not expecting that to happen, and so she still submitted, which I, like, give her major props for, especially after having 7 people who could have easily submitted drop out.
Woo!
Alana for submitting when you're on vacation.
Go Alana.
Thank you for that. So, yeah, but that's why her mic quality was kind of crappy.
I see.
Just a comment on this. I think this would have actually sounded a lot better had you had your mic, and I'm not going to, like, fault you on that in any way. We've definitely heard worse tonight, even with your crappy mic.
Hint, hint.
I will be mean. I don't care. I'll be the mean judge, whatever. I think that it was, like, a little pitchy at some points, but I don't know if that was just your mic kind of, like, muffling your voice.
Yeah, I was
having, like, a really hard time with that, and I was confused, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's see. I think this was a really cute song for you. I love your voice quality as a whole. Like, I just think you have such a nice tone.
Me too. Yeah.
You have, like, a very, like, deep, like, alto-y tone, which I really like and I'm envious of.
Yay. It's very sensual.
Yeah. Ooh, Alana.
Alto envy, blah, blah, blah.
So... I think that was the only qual things I had. I thought this was pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah.
I thought, like, it lacked a lot of emotion, because the original song's kind of, like, really passionate, and, like, the, there's a part at the end where, like, in the original, the singer, like, kind of swells, and, like, you were just kind of, like, singing it straight through.
Yeah, I got that. It was definitely a kind of more on one level for me, but it did.
It sounded like, it sounded like you're trying to be a little quiet to me.
Yeah, she probably was.
Sleeping coon.
Oh, okay.
Lulu doesn't know what it is, so she's like, what is that? What is that, sleeping coon? Yeah, I don't know. So those were just, like, my main comments was that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I still liked it, especially in comparison to some of the other stuff we've heard tonight, personally.
Yeah.
My personal opinion.
And I love this song, so I'm glad you did this song.
Yeah. I don't see why you, like, wouldn't be safe. I don't know. That's how I feel about this.
Yeah.
Just more emotion.
Yeah, but I don't know if it had to do with her being quiet and stuff. I don't know. See, the thing is, I really want to keep Alana around because, like, I want her to, like, come back from vacation and, like, use her good mic and, like, be awesome.
Yeah. But she was still better than other things.
Yeah, I agree. And she was
than other things. They don't count as human beings.
Other vestigial things.
Other blobs.
Yeah. Other blobs. Just, Alana, rage more. Have more rage in your songs.
Rage. Brooklyn rage.
Lesbian doc rage.
Lesbian
rage. Anyway. That's funny. Because Alana.
Oh, what am I saying?
All right.
That was inappropriate. Let's
stop being
done.
Inappropriate. All right, done.
Done.